Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week as we continue in our Luke series, we're reflecting on the parable of the Good Samaritan. And today we see that this parable shows us Jesus before it speaks to our response. Let's read from Luke 10, 33 to 35. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came to where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Today's lesson: see Jesus as the saviour and the hero of God's story. We all love to watch films that inspire us. We love a story to end with us feeling that we could be more like the hero or heroine. Secretly, we all want to be heroic and to be honoured for great deeds. We all want a John Williams theme like Raiders of the Lost Ark or Superman to accompany our lives. When we look at a group photo, most of us are eager to find ourselves first in order to check out how good we look. And likewise, when we read a story like this, we're often quick to ask, who am I meant to be in the story? Are you the man by the side of the road? Are you the Good Samaritan? Are you the religious person who doesn't help? Are you the innkeeper? Today, I simply want us to see Jesus in this parable. When we read this parable, it's easy to jump to application and the question, what must I do? However, the first question is, what has been done for me? It's really helpful to always try to see Jesus and the gospel in any text of scripture that we're reading. How do we see Jesus and the gospel in this text? Well, firstly, we see Jesus in this Samaritan as he came to where the man was and saw him. Jesus came to us. He left heaven and glory to come to this fallen world. We see Jesus in this Samaritan as he took pity on him. In our sin and brokenness, Jesus has been moved with compassion. We've just celebrated Easter, in which we see that Jesus, moved with mercy, suffered for us. May we see this in this story. We see Jesus in this Samaritan as he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn to take care of him. Jesus heals us in many ways. It begins with the healing of our souls as he gives us new birth and a new heart. His healing continues as he sanctifies us and frees us from ungodly attitudes and habits. He on occasion heals our bodies miraculously, all of which is a token of our future and complete healing at the resurrection. Finally, we see Jesus as we read, the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. In this, we see that Jesus paid the price for our redemption and healing, the price for our failing to love God and love people as we should was death. However, through Christ, the price of sin has been paid. As Isaiah writes in Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds we are healed. In response, see Jesus as the saviour and hero of God's story. As we spend time in God's word each day, before we ask what must I do or who must I become, ask, what does this say about Jesus and the gospel? It's vital that we see how we are and have been loved before we seek to love. Charles Spurgeon applied what I'm saying about seeing Jesus and the gospel as we read the Bible to preaching. He said this in his book, The Soul Winner. Preach Jesus Christ, brethren, always and everywhere. And every time you preach, be sure to have much of Jesus Christ in the sermon. You remember the story of the old minister who heard a sermon by a young man, and when he was asked by the preacher what he thought of it, he was rather slow to answer, but at last he said, "If I must tell you, I did not like it at all. There was no Christ in your sermon." "No," answered the young man, "because I did not see that Christ was in the text." "Oh," said the old minister, "but do you not know that from every little town and village and tiny hamlet in England, there is a road leading to London? Whenever I get hold of a text, I say to myself, there is a road from here to Jesus Christ, and I mean to keep on it, on this track, till I get to him." "Well," said the young man, "but suppose you are preaching from a text that says nothing about Christ. Then I will go over hedge and ditch so that I get to him. So must we do, brethren. We must have Christ in all our discourses." So whilst meditating on the Bible, yes, it's important to ask, how am I to be like David, like the deer panting for water, like Joseph, like Mary, like this Good Samaritan? But more importantly, ask, how does this show me Jesus and the gospel? May our hearts be filled with him before they are filled with ourselves. God bless you.